Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Phone Virus. We call this because there's a virus, as we say, because more and more people get phones, and each are being infected in some good, but some bad ways. We are going to talk about how phones affect people. I personally use my phone a lot. When I got my first phone, which is the iPhone 7, I used it. I've been affected and been sucked into the world of social media when I got a phone. I use social media about every day of my life now, and yeah, it is fun. There are many great things about my current phone, the iPhone X, that includes Face ID, and a good camera, which are both things that affect my time on my phone. But all this comes with a price. Right now, the latest phones are around $1,000, which is crazy. Phones affected my life so much with all the new tech that I wouldn't know what to do without it. Now let's see what Aisha has to say about this topic.
About their opinion on how phones affect people. Hi, my name is Aisha, and I'm going to be talking about how the phone affects people as a whole. I think that phones are very beneficial to us and help us in many ways, but can also be a bad thing. The iPhone is a great tool for communication and helps us accomplish many things. Phones can also have a negative impact on you because it is very time-consuming and can distract you from many important things such as homework and projects. Phones do not only distract the younger generation, but also older people from many important things. Adults spend a lot of time on apps such as Facebook and WhatsApp, while kids and teens spend a bunch of time on Instagram and Snapchat. I think that people in general should limit their time on technology and should not overuse their phones. With all this technology around us, I think a phone is a huge essential. Now we will interview two guests, Leticia and Rachel.
Hello, and I'm here with Leticia, and she's going to tell us her opinion on how people are being affected by the phone. Leticia, how much do you use your phone on a daily basis?
All the time.
Do you think your phone has a big impact on your life, and how?
I think it has a really big impact on my life because I'm basically always on it, and I guess not spending enough like quality time with, I guess, other people that are actually there. Yeah.
Imagine if you did not have a phone. Would your life be different? And if yes, how?
I don't know. I think it would be a lot different. Not just being more social, but like, I guess having more quality time with people that are actually there. So just always being on your phone.
Thank you, Leticia. And now we have Aisha speaking with Rachel.
Hi, I'm here with Rachel. And today I'm going to interview Rachel about how phones affect people's lives. So, Rachel, how do phones impact your life?
Well, all right, you can crop this out. I use it for, like, texting, calling. That's like,
how much do you use your phone on a daily basis?
1.5 to 2 hours.
Do you think your phone has a big impact on your life?
Yes. Because, like, I don't know, it's how I communicate with friends a lot.
Imagine if you did not have a phone, would your life be different?
It'd be different, yeah.
Phones have a big impact on our lives and affect everyone around us in some way, whether it be good, bad, or both. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and make sure to listen to our next podcast on current event issues.